You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 323. We're continuing in the book of Ezekiel. In chapter 36, God pays attention to the mountains. You know, those are an important resource for everyone, not just Israel. And places like Edom are eyeing those mountains very carefully. But God says he's going to protect them and reserve them for his people. God also has a plan to cleanse his people. Because remember, God has a reputation, and he's sure to let Ezekiel know that it's for his glory and not anything great the people did. And in chapter 37, we get a sci-fi vision from Ezekiel filled with animated skeletons and zombies. But what does it all mean? And don't worry, God will explain it. And this is followed by another act of performance art on Ezekiel, where he has to take two sticks and make them into one, do some writing on them. And somehow, this will be yet another symbol of God's relationship with his people. In the New Testament, we're continuing in the book of James. And in chapter 3, James talks about teachers like him, people who can't teach and what they're supposed to do. And he warns people against the duality of praising God on one day and talking bad about other people on another. And he'll refer to two kinds of wisdom, one being good and the other being rather devilish. After listening to James chapter 3, determine what kind of wisdom you have. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Ezekiel 36. The land of Israel will be rebuilt.
Son of man, speak to the mountains of Israel for me. Tell them to listen to this message from the Lord.
This is what the Lord God says.
The enemy spoke against you and said,
Hooray! Now these ancient mountains will be ours.
So speak to the mountains of Israel for me. Tell them that this is what the Lord God says.
The enemy attacked you from every direction. They tore you down and made you so weak that other nations were able to capture you. That made people say bad things about you and make fun of you. So mountains of Israel, listen to this message from the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says to the mountains, hills, streams, valleys, empty ruins, and abandoned cities that have been looted and laughed at by the other nations around them. This is what the Lord God says.
In my fierce anger, I have already spoken out against these other nations and against all the Edomites. They were thrilled to show their hate for me by taking my land as their own and using its pastures like a prize they won in battle. So say these things about the land of Israel. Speak to the mountains and to the hills, to the streams and to the valleys. Tell them that this is what the Lord God says. I will let my fierce anger speak for me, because you had to suffer the insults from those nations.
So this is what the Lord God says.
I have made a promise with an oath that the nations around you will have to suffer for those insults. But mountains of Israel, you will grow new trees and produce fruit for my people Israel. My people will soon come back. I am with you and I will help you. People will plow your soil and plant seeds in you. There will be many people living on you. All the people of Israel will live there. The cities will have people living in them. The destroyed places will be rebuilt. I will give you many people and animals. They will grow and have many children. I will bring people to live on you as in the past. I will make it better for you than before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Yes, I will lead many people, my people Israel, to your land. You will belong to them. You will not take away their children again.
This is what the Lord God says.
Land of Israel, people say bad things to you. They say you destroyed your people. They say you took the children away from your people. But you will not destroy people anymore or take away their children again.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will not let those other nations insult you anymore. You will not be hurt by them anymore. You will not take the children away from your people again.
This is what the Lord God says. The Lord will protect his name. Then the Lord spoke to me.
Son of man, the people of Israel lived in their own country, but they made that land filthy by the bad things they did. To me, they were like a woman who becomes unclean because of her monthly period of bleeding. They spilled blood on the ground when they murdered people in the land. They made the land filthy with their idols. So I showed them how angry I was. I scattered them among the nations and spread them through many lands. I gave them the punishment they deserved for the bad things they did. But wherever they went, they brought shame to my holy name. This happened because the people of those nations said,
"These are the Lord's people," but they had to leave his land.
This was a problem for me, because I care about my holy name, and my people were bringing shame on my name among the nations. So tell the people of Israel that this is what the Lord God says. People of Israel, you brought shame to my holy name and the places where you went. I am going to do something to stop this, but not because of you, Israel. I will do it for my holy name. I will show the nations how holy my great name really is. You brought shame to my good name in those nations, but I will show you that I am holy. I will make you respect my name, and then those nations will know that I am the Lord.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will not leave you scattered among those nations. I will gather you from those countries and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle you with pure water and make you clean. I will wash away the filth that is on you from the idols you worshipped and make you pure. I will give you a new mind and put a new spirit in you. I will change your stubborn self into someone willing to listen. I will put my spirit inside you and change you so that you will obey my laws. You will be careful to obey my commands. Then you will live in the land that I gave to your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. Also, I will save you and keep you from becoming unclean. I will command the grain to grow. I will not bring a famine against you. I will give you large crops of fruit from your trees and good harvests from your fields. So you will never again suffer shame from other nations because you don't have enough food. Then you will remember how evil you were and all the wrong things you did. You will hate yourselves for all the evil, disgusting things you have done. The Lord God says this. People of Israel, I want you to know that I am not doing these things for your good. You should be ashamed and embarrassed about the way you have lived.
This is what the Lord God says.
On the day that I wash away your sins, I will bring people back to your cities. The ruined cities will be rebuilt. People will begin to work the land again, so when other people pass by, they will not see ruins anymore. They will say,
"In the past, this land was ruined, but now it is like the Garden of Eden. The cities were destroyed. They were ruined and empty, but now they are protected, and there are people living in them."
Then the nations that are still around you will know I am the Lord, and that I rebuilt those places. I planted things in this land that was empty. I am the Lord. I said this, and I will make it happen.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will also let the people of Israel come to me and ask me to do these things for them. I'll make them grow and become many people. They will be like flocks of sheep. During the special festivals, Jerusalem was filled with flocks of sheep and goats that had been made holy. In the same way, the cities and ruined places will be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Ezekiel 37. The vision of the dry bones. The Lord's power took control of me. The Spirit of the Lord carried me out of the city and put me down in the middle of the valley. The valley was full of dead men's bones. There were many bones lying on the ground in the valley. The Lord made me walk all around among the bones. I saw the bones were very dry. Then the Lord said to me,
Son of man, can these bones come to life?
And I answered, Lord God, only you know the answer to that question. Then he said to me,
Speak to these bones for me. Tell them, Dry bones, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to you. I will cause breath to come into you, and you will come to life. I will put sinew and muscles on you, and I will cover you with skin. Then I will put breath in you, and you will come back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
So I spoke to the bones for the Lord, as I was told. I was still speaking when I heard the loud noise. The bones began to rattle, and bone joined together with bone. There before my eyes, I saw sinew, and muscles begin to cover the bones. Skin began to cover them. There was no breath in them. Then the Lord said to me,
Speak to the wind for me. Son of man, tell the wind that this is what the Lord God says. Wind, come from every direction and breathe into these dead bodies. Breathe into them, and they will come to life again.
So I spoke to the wind for the Lord as I was told, and the breath came into the dead bodies. They came to life and stood up. There were many of them, a large army. Then he said to me,
Son of man, these bones are like the people of Israel. They say,
Our bones have dried up. Our hope has gone. We have been completely destroyed.
So speak to them for me. Tell them that this is what the Lord God says. My people, I will open your graves and bring you up out of them. Then I will bring you to the land of Israel. My people, I will open your graves and bring you up out of them. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will come to life again. And I will lead you back to your own land. And you will know that I am the Lord. You will know that I said this, and that I made it happen.
This message is from the Lord. Judah and Israel become one again. Another message from the Lord came to me.
Son of man, get one stick and write this message on it. This stick belongs to Judah and his friends, the people of Israel. Then take another stick and write on it. This stick of Ephraim belongs to Joseph and his friends, the people of Israel. Then join the two sticks together. In your hand, they will become one stick. Your people will ask you to explain what this means. Tell them that this is what the Lord God says.
I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim and his friends, the people of Israel. Then I will put that stick with the stick of Judah and make them one stick. In my hand, they will become one stick.
Take the sticks that you wrote on and hold them in front of you. Tell the people that this is what the Lord God says. I will gather the people of Israel from among the nations. I will gather them from all around and bring them back to their own land. I will make them one nation in their land among the mountains of Israel. There will be one king over them all. It will no longer be two nations, or be split into two kingdoms. And they will no longer continue to make themselves filthy with their idols and disgusting statues, or with any of their other crimes. Instead, I will save them from all the places where they have sinned. And I will wash them and make them pure. They will be my people, and I will be their God. And my servant David will be the king over them. There will be only one shepherd over all of them. They will live by my rules and obey my laws. They will do the things I tell them. They will live on the land that I gave to my servant Jacob. Your ancestors lived in that place, and my people will live there. They and their children and their grandchildren will live there forever. My servant David will be their leader forever. And I will make a peace agreement with them. This agreement will continue forever. I will give them their land, and I will cause them to grow in number. And I will put my temple among them forever. I will live among them. Yes, I will be their God, and they will be my people. The other nations will know that I am the Lord, and they will know that I make Israel my special people by putting my holy place there among them forever.
James chapter 3, controlling the things we say. My brothers and sisters, not many of you should be teachers. I say this because, as you know, we who teach will be judged more strictly than others. We all make many mistakes. A person who never said anything wrong would be perfect. Someone like that would be able to control their whole body too. We put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us. With these bits, we can control their whole body. It is the same with ships. A ship is very big, and it is pushed by strong winds. But a very small rudder controls that big ship, and the one who controls the rudder decides where the ship will go. It goes where he wants it to go. It is the same with our tongue. It is a small part of the body, but it can boast about doing great things. A big forest fire can be started with only a little flame. The tongue is like a fire. It is a world of evil among the parts of our body. It spreads its evil through our whole body and starts a fire that influences all of life. It gets this fire from hell. Humans have control over every kind of wild animal, bird, reptile, and fish, and they have controlled all these things. But no one can control the tongue. It is wild and evil, full of deadly poison. We use our tongues to praise our Lord and Father, but then we curse people who were created in God's likeness. These praises and curses come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen. Do good water and bad water flow from the same spring? Of course not. My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree make olives? Or can a grapevine make figs? No. And a well full of salty water cannot give good water. True wisdom. Are there any among you who are really wise and understanding? Then you should show your wisdom by living right. You should do what is good with humility. A wise person does not boast. If you are selfish and have bitter jealousy in your hearts, you have no reason to boast. Your boasting is a lie that hides the truth. If you live that way, you do not have the wisdom that comes from God. No, you are thinking the way the world thinks, and that kind of thinking is not from the Spirit. It is from the devil. Where there is jealousy and selfishness, there will be confusion and every kind of evil. But the wisdom that comes from God is like this. First, it is pure. It is also peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help people who have trouble and to do good for others. This wisdom is always fair and honest. People who work for peace in a peaceful way receive the blessings that come from the right living. Psalm chapter 129. A song for going up to the temple. All my life, enemies have attacked me. Say it again, Israel. All my life, enemies have attacked me. But they have never defeated me. They beat me until I had deep cuts. My back looked like a freshly plowed field. But the Lord does what is right. He cut the ropes and set me free from those wicked people. May those who hate Zion be put to shame. May they be stopped and chased away. They will be like grass on a flat roof that dies before it has time to grow. The one who goes to harvest, it will not find enough to cut and stack. May no one walking by those wicked people ever say, "May the Lord bless you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Thank you, everyone. That was day 323. Join us for day 324. We're continuing in the book of Ezekiel. In chapter 38, we meet someone named Gog. That's G-O-G, rather than the G-O-D that we all know and love. And what about this Gog, and what's he all about? And more importantly, what's God going to do about him? Spoiler alert, in chapter 39, you'll get to experience Gog's funeral. And in the New Testament, in James chapter 4, James talks about why people fight so much. And he answers questions like, why do people get so frustrated, even when they pray to God? They're still not happy. And is it right to plan for the future? What does James have to say about how much time we should be investing in planning for things that are yet to come? We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.